ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयम् उदीरयेत्। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवतीरुत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। श्रीमद्भागवतम कैंटो 7 चैप्टर 7 टेक्स्ट नंबर 41 41 है ना। यत अर्थे इह कर्माणि विद्वत् मानि असकृत् नरः करोति अतः विपर्यसाम् अमोघम् विन्दते फलम्। यदर्थ इह कर्माणि विद्वन् मान्या सकृन्नरः करोति यतो विपर्यासम् अमोघं विन्दते फलम्। यदर्थ इह कर्माणि विद्वन् मान्या सकृन्नरः करोति यतो विपर्यासम् अमोघं विन्दते फलम्। यदर्थ इह कर्माणि विद्वन् मान्या सकृन्नरः करोति यतो विपर्यासम् अमोघं विन्दते फलम्। माताजी word-to-word meaning, translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki? Yata of which arthe for the purpose iha in this material world karmani many activities in factories, industries, speculation and so on vidvat advanced in knowledge mani thinking himself to be asakrit again and again naraha a person karoti performs ataha from this viparyasam the opposite amogham unfailingly vindate achieves phalam result translation a materialistic person thinking himself very advanced in intelligence continually acts for economic development but again and again as enunciated in the Vedas he is frustrated by material activities either in this life or in the next indeed the results one obtains are inevitably the opposite of those one desires purport no one has ever achieved the results he desired from material activities on the contrary everyone has been frustrated again and again therefore one must not waste his time in such material activities for sensual pleasure either in this life or in the next so many nationalists economists and other ambitious persons have tried for happiness individually or collectively but history proves that they have all been frustrated in recent history we have seen many political leaders work hard for individual and collective economic development but they have all failed this is the law of nature as clearly explained in the next verse om agyanatimirandhasya gyananjana shalakaya चक्षुरुन्मिलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपा कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं वन्देहं श्रीगुरोः श्रीयुतापदकमलं श्रीगुरुन् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं सागरजातां सहगना रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधा कृष्णपादान् सहगना ललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च नमो ओम विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामिन इति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देशतारिणे नमो महावदन्याय कृष्णप्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्य नामिने गौरत्विषे नमः हे कृष्णा करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधु जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये वांछाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्येव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధర్ శ్రీవాసాది గౌర భక్త వృంద హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే కృష్ణ కృష్ణ హరే 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 రామ 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 హరే 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 కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ 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 హరే 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 కృష్ణ. ఇంగ్లీష్ ఆర్ హిందీ? హరే కృష్ణ. ఇట్ విల్ బి ఇన్ ఇంగ్లీష్ నౌ. వన్స్ డాక్టర్ ఆల్బర్ట్ ఐన్స్టైన్, వన్ ఆఫ్ ద గ్రేటెస్ట్ సైంటిస్ట్స్ ఆఫ్ ద వరల్డ్, హీ వాజ్ గివింగ్ ఎ సెమినార్స్ ఆల్ ఓవర్ ఇంగ్లాండ్, యూరోప్, everywhere. Then he was traveling through his car, morning, afternoon, evening, all three sessions or four sessions sometimes he was giving his discourses. And it happened so, in one fine day he was very much tired because of giving so many of seminars, and the prescribed seminar where he was supposed to give, they were waiting, those people were waiting for his discourse. And he expressed to his driver that, "I am very much tired, I cannot go to this seminar, better to cancel this." The driver was very, you know, kind of clever person. He said, "Why to cancel? I have heard your so many of lectures, so many of seminars, I can go and deliver the seminar. I will repeat all those things which you have spoken." "No, it's not so easy. There are so many big scientists. They will be asking questions. They will be inquiring so many things. So it will not become easy for you." "No, no. Don't worry. I will do the job." So Mr. Einstein, he was taking rest in the car, and this fellow, he went for the seminar, and he delivered the seminar in a nice way, because in those days they were not having WhatsApp, neither Facebook nor emails, or no communication method so fast as we have today. So they were not knowing the face of Mr. Einstein so clearly. So it worked out. The seminar was very nicely delivered by this driver, but one problem happened. One old scientist, big fatty man, he stood up in the back and he said, "Sir, one question." And with his thick glasses, you know, he took it out and he said, "I have this question, theory of relativity, this. He went on for 10 minutes. The question was so huge, the driver could not understand anything. He was perplexed, but he did not show like that. He said, "It's too small question. Faltu question. It's below my dignity. Even my driver can answer." So he went and called for the driver, which was original Einstein. And he answered. So with this background, today's prescribed speaker, the great soul, he is not here. He was supposed to give. And all of you devotees, Vaishnavas, have come here to hear something about Krishna, about Srila Prabhupada's glories and Srila Prahlad Maharaja's glories. You are expecting something, some good speaker will come and speak. But somehow, unfortunately, he is not here. And by Radha Rajbihari's transcendental mercy, leela and management, have been forced to come here and speak. Please tolerate me. Hare Krishna. Everybody, we have some concept about Krishna. Even devotees, non-devotees, and Mahabhagavatas. And according to that concept, according to the image that we carry, we practice our Krishna consciousness or we lead our life. The karmis think that Krishna may be existing somewhere, God is existing somewhere, and they accordingly lead their life. And the sadhakas, they have heard something from the acharyas, they have read in the shastras, and they try to control their mind and engage it in Krishna service. But the Mahabhagavatas, they have realized Krishna, they have tested Krishna consciousness, and they accordingly lead their lives. So, the question is that, what we will do when we see Krishna in front of us, face to face? Somebody says, I will embrace him. Somebody says, I will offer him obeisances. Somebody says, I will glorify him. Somebody says, I will dress him. Somebody said, once I asked this question, somebody said, I will scold him. That why did you send me here? Like that. But whatever concept we may have about Krishna in our minds, we can apply the same concept to Bhagavatam. Srimad Bhagavatam is non-different from Krishna. If you want to embrace, embrace Srimad Bhagavatam. If you want to glorify, glorify Srimad Bhagavatam. If you want to do anything with Krishna, do that same with Krishna. Because Bhagavatam is nothing but Krishna. It's literary incarnation of Krishna. That is why when Vyasadeva, he was dissatisfied after compiling all the Vedas. We know how many verses are there in the Vedas. Unlimited. We cannot even count. Everything is being explained in the Vedas. How to make iron into gold. Just imagine, if this art is given to the ministers, to the karmis, and even to sadhakas also, how to convert this iron rod into gold. You know, nobody will chant Hare Krishna. They will just go on touching. Only few pure devotees will go on chanting. So all this knowledge is given in the Vedas, and this is compiled by Srila Vyasadeva, and still he is not satisfied. Still he is not satisfied. That means there is something higher than the Vedas, and that is called as Srimad Bhagavatam. Sarva Vedanta Saram hi Shri Bhagavatamam Isyate. The Srimad Bhagavatam is the essence of all Vedic literature. Nigama Kalpataror Galitam Phalam. This is the ripened fruit of Vedic literature. There are three things discussed in the Bhagavatam. Sam Siddhir Hari Toshanam. One should lead his life in such a way that Lord Hari, Sri Krishna, will be pleased. Sam Siddhir Hari Toshanam. Do anything, but Lord Hari, Guru Gauranga, should be pleased. Tasmat Kenapi Upayena Manha Krishna Niveshet. And what will happen by this? Ante Narayana Smriti. At the end of life, we may remember, and we will surely remember the Lord. And in Bengali, there is a saying, Bhajan Kare, Sadhan Kare, Marte Janbe. Whatever devotional service we have performed, this will be proven at the time of our death. And what if, the third is, if we do not do this, if we do not awaken our inner interest for Harikatha, Harinam, Hari services, for the pleasure of Guru and Gauranga, Jaya Shri Radha Rasbi Hari Ki, Sita Ram Lakshman Hanuman Ki, Gaur Nitai Ki, Sila Prabhupada Ki, If we do not do that, then shrama evahi kevalam. Life is simply wasted, nothing else. These three things are elaborately discussed in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Just like Hiranyakashipu. He did everything to become immortal. But ultimately, he was baffled. And Prahlad Maharaj, he just remembered the Lord. He just remembered the Lord. And he was successful. This father and son, they have proven everything here in the Srimad Bhagavatam. If we go through the chapters of Srimad Bhagavatam, most of the chapters are described in the 10th canto. There are about 120 chapters they are describing about Krishna. 90 chapters in the 10th canto and about 32 or so chapters in 11th canto. They all are describing about Krishna. And after that major portion, the biggest portion of the Srimad Bhagavatam chapters, they are dedicated to Prahlad Maharaj. About 10-11 chapters are there. And that those chapters are describing about these three things. Sam Siddhir Haritoshanam. Prahlad Maharaj, all the time he remembered the Lord. And he tried to his level best to preach to his classmates and to his father also. Once one Acharya was explaining that Prahlad had no problems. He could have just gone chanting on his beads. He could have just performed his own Krishna consciousness in private sectors. But his mistake was that he preached to his father. Tat sadhu manne asuravarya dehinam. Oh, greatest of the demons, go to Vrindavan and chant Hare Krishna. That was his mistake. Again he tried to preach his father, Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam. So, as far as possible, he did his level best on preaching and practicing Krishna consciousness. And Krishna saved him. Sam Siddhir Haritoshanam. These are the things which please Lord Sri Hari. And if we do not cultivate our mood, mission and lifestyle in this direction, then life is simply wasted. Shram Ayavahi Kevalam. That is why Srila Suta Goswami says in the first canto, Atah Prumbir Dujasreshta Varna Ashrama Vibhagasya. Either we may be Brahmachari, Grahastha, Vanaprastha, Sannyasi or Brahmastha. There is another ashram also. Artificially coined. No. Some people do not get married, they never join also. That is Brahmastha. So it doesn't matter in which ashrama we may be, but it matters a lot whether we are heading towards pleasing Guru and Gauranga, Gaur Hari. Otherwise the life is wasted. Shunyayitam jagat sarvam govinda virahename. So, how many people want miseries? How many of us here want to get cancer? Nobody wants. How many of us here want to get some gangrene? Nobody wants. How many wants TB, tuberculosis? You may be asking or thinking, why this Prabhuji is saying so many negative names of the diseases? I will speak sweet one. How many of us want diabetes? Nobody. But most of us get this. Everyone gets. Some disease we get, isn't it? Everybody gets some problem from this physical body or subtle body also. That is even more serious. Nobody wants miseries from other living entities. Even mosquitoes also. Even mosquitoes also. Nobody wants those miseries. I'm coming after a long time to this temple and I saw so many mosquitoes in the ashrama. And then everybody was discussing. And nobody wants these mosquitoes come and bite. Even bed bugs also. One time what happened, there was one son-in-law. In Maharashtra village, there was one son-in-law First time he had visited his in-law's house. It was Diwali celebration. And Grihastha devotees, they may know it properly, that how the son-in-law is welcomed and treated at in-law's house, and especially when it's first time and Diwali season. And he came to the house, and mother-in-law asked son-in-law, "So here is your bedroom, you can take rest here, and there might be some mosquitoes, but don't get disturbed." And he was given some food and everything, some nice treatment. And in the morning, both mother-in-law and father-in-law, they came and they asked the son-in-law, "How was the rest?" He said, "It was nice." "What about mosquitoes?" "Oh, they were there." "How many?" "Oh, they were just about to take me out and fly in the sky." "What happened then?" "But somehow the bed bugs were there. They were keeping tightly on the ground, and they were me just holding. They were holding me down. So that's why I'm here." So the thing is that we try to escape from the mosquitoes, bed bugs, or even from other neighbors or from terrorists. Even they may not give so much big problem from our authorities, from our neighbors, from our roommates, from our relatives. Those miseries are from other living entities. We do not want all those things, but we must get. And last is natural calamities. Tsunami. Imagine if tsunami comes here nearby, what will happen? Nobody wants. Here it will not come, because Radharasbir and the lordships, they are standing here. But imagine what will happen. We do not want all those things. Three types of calamities. But we get it anyway. That is why, without doing any endeavors, Prahlad Maharaj speaks in this section, in this Upakhyan, "My dear friends, without doing any endeavors, every living entity suffers." So similarly, without doing any specific endeavor, we will get material happiness. It is inevitable that we will enjoy this happiness. We don't have to try extra. If we are destined to achieve some material happiness, it will be there. So then he says, we should endeavor for cultivating Krishna consciousness. Krishnanushilanam, anushilanam, it has to be cultivated properly. And that is why in the second canto also it is mentioned, Shrunvatashvakatha Krishna Punya Shravana Kirtanaha Rudhayantostohya Bhadrani Vidunoti Surutsatam. This is in the first canto, but in the second canto there is similar verse to this. Shrunvata Shraddhaya Nityam Grunatascha Svacheshtitam Kalena Ati Dirghena Bhagavana Vishate Rudhi. Shukadeva Goswami says, Shrunvata Shraddhaya Nityam, with faith, if we go on regularly hearing Krishna Katha, then eventually it increases. Faith on Krishna increases. And eventually Lord Hari is established within our heart as irrevocable fact. Our endeavors swachestitam should be swachestitam. There are three words mentioned in that section. Our special conscious efforts. We go on routine basis. We get up in the morning, take bath, come to the Mangalarati, just it's going on. Or some other devotees, those who are staying outside, get up in the morning, take bath, chant few rounds if possible, then go to the job, come back in the evening, try to finish some of the rounds. It's going on routinely. We have to take out special endeavor. Even for coming above the four defects, even for coming above for these 10 offenses, we have to do some special endeavor, special conscious. For what purpose we are doing? We are doing it for the pleasure of Shri Hari, Lord Shri Krishna. Efforts we have to do. Our problem is that we know the weapon, we know how to use it. Just like when the Britishers entered India in 1757 in Bengal, there was Nawab Siraj-ud-Daulah. There was huge title with him, I know this much only, Siraj-ud-Daulah. And he was being convinced by Lord Clive, who was leading British army, that when you help us, I'll make you even, I'll give you a bigger post. And in that fight, this Nawab had about 50,000 soldiers and Clive had about 250 soldiers. The only difference was that this Nawab did not order his commanders and his soldiers attack. And Lord Clive arrested Nawab and he arrested all the main people and then he dismissed everybody. And it became the foundation of British Empire in India. This Nawab knew how to win the war. He was much more powerful than anybody in the British army. But he failed because of some allurement. So similarly, we know how to win the war against Maya. We have to chant Hare Krishna, we have to read Bhagavatam, we have to take shelter of Prabhupada. But the problem is that we just don't order. We just don't execute. We just don't eat the medicine of Krishna consciousness. The medicine is very simple. Enichi aushadhi maya nashivaro lagi. Hani nama maha mantra lao tumi magi. Very, very simple. We have to just chant Hare Krishna properly, trying to avoid all the 10 offenses or 11 offenses. We have to surrender to Srimad Bhagavatam. We have to just execute it without trying to think, you know, just like karmis have this idea. We have to surrender to God, we have to surrender to Krishna at the end of our life. When we become very old, at the fag end, invalid, then we can remember Krishna, Hari, Hari, Hari. This idea is there with the karmis. Somewhat that idea comes to sadhakas also. That, yes, I have to chant properly, I have to read properly, I have to dedicate myself to Srila Prabhupada wholeheartedly. I will do it after this project. I will do after this event. I will chant properly, I will chant attentively. But tomorrow, that's how it goes. Krishna doesn't want our projects. Krishna doesn't want our any big things. Krishna wants our heart. But if we are being ordered by the authorities that you go and do the project, that is also pure devotional service. We have to do with humility and attention. That is for Krishna's pleasure only. But internally, we have to know that we are just instruments. Nimitta matram bhavasavya sachin. We have to surrender our heart. Otherwise, in this purport and today's shloka is mentioning that whatever material endeavors we do, the karmi people they do, they will not bring happiness. And even in sadhaka's life also, if we are not developing taste for Harinam, Harikatha and Srila Prabhupada's service, real taste, whatever service is there, it may be building temple or it may be just sweeping the floor, we have to develop internal taste that it is for Krishna's pleasure. Krishna arte akhila cheshta. All endeavors should be directed towards Krishna's pleasure. Hearing, chanting, serving, all those things. And it is possible. It doesn't matter how much degraded one is. It is possible. We can become pure devotees. And it is proven. Srila Prabhupada, when he reached on Boston Harbor in 1965 Fortunately, this is 50th glorious year that we are celebrating. Prabhupada reached on Boston Harbor. ISKCON's registration also is done on this year, means 50 years before. And Prabhupada, he is singing that how will I be able to convince these people? Rajasa tamo guneira sabai achanna vasudeva katha ruchi nahise prapanna. All these passionate people, they are influenced with rajoguna and tamoguna. It's very difficult to convince them. But he says ahead, if they hear Krishna katha, shrunvata swakatha Krishna, if they chant Harinam, then it is possible. My dear Lord, please give me that power. I am just puppet in your hands. I am just puppet in your hands. Make me dance, make me dance, make me dance. If we go with Srila Prabhupada's direction in this way, it is very much possible. In one of the songs, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he mentions the amount of attraction we have for sensual pleasure or some objects devoid of Krishna consciousness, if that amount of attachment is directed towards Krishna consciousness, then our life is successful. Vishaya je priti ebe achay amar sei mate priti hauka charanya tomar. So Narad Muni orders Srila Vyasadeva, just like milk causes sometimes disorders in the stomach, but if you convert that milk into yogurt, curd, then it cures it, it becomes medicine. So similarly, my dear Vyasadeva, we have explained so many things in the Vedas, materialistic karmakandi activities, but they will not satisfy the inner soul unless and until you describe Lord Sri Hari. And he should describe that. Then he gives his own example, how I was hearing Krishna Katha when I was in some other yugas and I became Narad Muni after that. Srila Vyasadeva, he explains, he mentions, tasseva me. He says that whatever, my dear Lord, you are mentioning that I have done this, it's correct. Asteva me sarvam idam tvayoktam tatha pinatma aparitushyate me tanmulam avyaktam agada bodham pruchhamahe tvatma bhavatma bhutam. Yes, it's true that I have explained all those things, but these things, they are not really satisfying to my heart. So please explain all those things to me which can satisfy the inner heart, because you are directly representing Bhavatma Bhutam, Lord Brahmadeva. So then he explained that one should hear, glorify, chant and remember Lord Sri Hari. Just like I was doing it when I was young. Ekatma jame janani yoshin mudha cha kinkari. I was the only son of my mother. And she was a lady, Yoshin, Mudha, she was unintelligent, Kinkari, she was a maid servant. But still, somehow, by Krishna's grace, we were staying nearby some Gurukula and some Bhaktivedantas came there and was engaged in their service. Tasseva me anuraktasya prashritasya hatainasa shraddhanasya balasya dantasya anucharasya cha. I was engaged in their service, and because of rendering service, menial services to this Mahabhagavatas, my heart was purified. Prashritasya hatainasa, all impurities went away. It is possible, everybody can be purified, he says, but just go on reading, hearing and chanting and describing the glories of the Lord. We have so many of the examples. Dina hina yata chilo hari name uddharilo tara sakshi jagai madhai. Even Yamaraj was tempted to hear their sinful activities, and when they chanted hari nam and how they got delivered after hearing that. We have one of the finest stories of Dhanurdas. In South India, Sri Ranganath is very beautiful. He is staying in that beautiful temple, huge temple. And when Sripad Ramanujacharya was having one big, huge Shobhayatra, he saw one young man. He was holding umbrella on a very beautiful woman. And he was constantly, you know, Ekeha Kurunandana, like that, constantly gazing at that woman. And Ramanujacharya, he was just perplexed how this man, instead of looking at the beautiful Lord Sri Ranganathji, he is looking at this woman. So he asked, why are you so much attracted to this lady instead of the Lord? He said, I have never seen anything more beautiful than this eyes, these two eyes. Then Ramanujacharya, he blessed him with divine eyes. And he said, I will show you something more beautiful or most beautiful than these two eyes. And then he sent him to take darshan of Sri Ranganathji. And after having that darshan, Dhunurdas was never the same. He became one of the topmost disciples of Sripad Ramanujacharya. What to speak of such ancient stories, we have the examples of hippies. What they were doing, we have read in Srila Prabhupada Lilamrut, and we hear also from so many devotees. And we have the examples of ourselves also. Just imagine, if we would not have come in ISKCON, यदि प्रभुपाद न होए तो तबे क्यों होए तो अगर मैं इस्कॉन में नहीं आता तो क्या what would ever happen? We can write a big essay on this, isn't it? I would have done this, nothing. You know, finally meeting with Yamaraj. That was confirmed. So, it's Srila Prabhupada and the mercy of Srila previous Acharyas that we are here. It is possible. In the section of Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur, when he was in Puliya, Maya Devi comes there and she wanted Hare Krishna Mahamantra from Namacharya Haridas Thakur. But first of all, she tried to test Haridas Thakur. And we know the story of Benapol, Lakshahira, that prostitute had come there to allure Haridas Thakur. But Haridas Thakur, because of his high devotional service, he converted that prostitute herself into a great Vaishnavi. Just forget about that prostitute, but imagine Maya Devi. Don't even imagine. One Acharya said like that. That Maya Devi coming directly herself to allure Haridas Thakur. Whatever, you know, kind of attraction is there in this material world, it's just kind of a fraction, small amount of fraction of Maya Devi. Just imagine the collective attraction of everything that is coming, you know, to allure Haridas Thakur. And she is saying, Ami Maya. I am Maya Devi. And Haridas Thakur has even delivered or given Mahamantra to Maya Devi. It is explained in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. But further, Srila Kaviraj Goswami Pad, he explained that many people do not have faith in this pastime of Haridas Thakur. Then he proves that it is a true pastime. It is possible. Anira ka katha apane Vrajendra Nandana Avatari Koren Prema Rasasvadana. What to speak of others? Even Krishna himself comes down to chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra. And not even Dwarka Krishna or Mathura Krishna. Vrajendra Nandan, original Shyam Sundar Dvibhujadhari, Krishna comes down to chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. If Rajendra Nandan Shyam Sundar Krishna is coming down to chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra, then everybody comes down. Even Brahmaji comes as Haridas Thakur. Lord Sadashiva, Mahavishnu comes down as Advaita Acharya. All great incarnations, great stalwart Acharyas, great devotees like Narad Muni, they come down to chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra or to speak of Mayadevi. So this pastime is a true pastime. Just to prove and encourage all of us that it is possible, it doesn't matter how much degraded one may be, but if he takes to these core principles of Krishna consciousness, it is possible. That is why in the 6th canto, Shukadeva Goswami Pad, he asked this question to every reader of the Bhagavatam. Mriyamano Harirnama Grunan Putropacharitam Ajamilopi Agadhama Kimuta Shraddhaya Grunan. Ajamil, he was chanting, he was remembering the name of his son. He was remembering the son. He was not remembering Lord Narayana. He was remembering Ajamil Nandan Narayana. And he went back to Godhead because of that remembrance. Then Shukadeva Goswami asks, then what about those who are chanting with faith? Kimuta Shraddhaya Grunan. So we have to cultivate that faith, and that faith is being cultivated in the association of pure devotees. Those who have faith. Ekaki amar nahi payabala harinama sankirtane tumi krupakari shraddha bindu diya. Give me the drop of that faith. Deha Krishna namadhane. What to speak of me? What about me? Amito kangal. In regards to faith, I am just a kangal. I am poverty stricken. I don't have even an iota of faith. Please, my dear Guru Maharaj, Srila Prabhupada, please give me the drop of that faith. Then it is possible. And what happens? We know all those things, but we do not apply. That is our tragedy. But if we apply, it is possible. It doesn't matter who we are or who one may be. It is possible. Krishna saves. Krishna saves physically also if he wants, and he saves our devotional service also if we take it, if we take his shelter properly. Srila Prabhupada explains one story in one of his lectures, that in one time there was one robber, you know, smuggler was there, and he was sitting in the class and he was hearing in the Bhagavatam class, and the speaker was explaining that Krishna is so much beautiful and so many, you know, ornaments are there on his body, Mother Yashoda is putting, and so many diamonds are there and rubies are there, this and that. All those things the speaker was speaking, and this smuggler, the vagabond smuggler, the robber was there, and he heard everything. And at the end of the class, he went to the speaker and he asked, where does this boy live? And he said, he lives in Vrindavan. Where it is? Mathura district. Where it is? It is in UP, somewhat. This address. And this person, he just went, just remembering. Yamuna Kinare, Krishna Vrindavan. On the banks of River Yamuna, Krishna in Vrindavan. He just went on chanting this. Yamuna Kinare, Krishna Vrindavan. Like that. While chanting and while remembering this description of Krishna, he was thinking that I'll rob this boy and that will be done for my entire life. Even my son can, you know, without any special endeavors, live very peacefully. And he came, and Prabhupada explains further in that lecture, this person, when he saw Krishna, he fainted on the spot. And he stood up. And he asked Krishna, after even fainting, he asked Krishna, my dear boy, you are so beautiful. I want these ornaments. Give me this jewelry. Give me these diamonds. And Krishna says, No. My mother will be angry. I will not give to you. And with these sweet words, the heart of that dacoit changes and he becomes a pure devotee. And Krishna blesses him, and then he offers very nice, beautiful prayers. So it is possible. Krishna saves our internal consciousness also if we meditate on his pastimes, if we chant properly, if we obey the authorities properly, humbly, then it is possible. And there is one more story that if Krishna wants, he can save us physically also. It happened it recently. Mahalakshmi Kolhapur. The goddess Mahalakshmi is staying there. And Tirupati. So between these two stations, there is a train called Haripriya Express. This is a recent story. And one of the devotees only gave the name to that train. It was being asked in the newspaper, please suggest some name to this new train. And one of our devotees was reading this, Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrushabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye. And the government liked it very much. They said, Mahalakshmi is very dear to Lord Hari. Hari is staying in Tirupati and Mahalakshmi is here. And this train is going to take all the devotees from this area to Lord Hari. So that's why this train should be named as Hari Priya Express. So recently what happened, one pregnant mother was travelling through that train to Tirupati. And she was in her last days of, you know, pregnancy. After 9 months, few days, you know, she was going. Somehow she was feeling some pains in her stomach. She entered the bathroom and she delivered a child. And in that, you know, it's a laborious task. Mothers know only. Nobody can understand that. There is a saying also in Bengali about that. In that laborious task, she lost her consciousness. She fell unconscious there in the bathroom itself. And she forgot also that she had given birth to some child. Somehow, by Krishna's arrangement, that child went through the commode, you know, that small hole. And it dropped from the train down on the track. Mother did not know anything. She was unconscious and nobody knew what is happening inside because nobody enters in the bathroom. After 20 minutes or half an hour, that mother got, you know, external consciousness and she realized what had happened. And then she pulled the chain. She came out, pulled the chain and then she stopped the train and she explained everything what had happened. And all the guards of the chain, all the guards of the train, they went back and they saw there was a baby girl between the two tracks on the hot summer day. She was playing. She did not die. So if Krishna wants, he can save a child even between the two tracks when the train is passing. Just imagine, newborn baby fell from the train and it's still alive and the entire train is passing through her, above her. Still she was playing. So if Krishna wants, he can save us physically, he can give us all physical needs that we require, he can fulfill. But if Krishna doesn't want, just like explaining this purport, he will take away all the physical, you know, commodities that we may have with us. Enikena prakaryena mana Krishna niveshe. Just to increase our Krishna consciousness, Krishna may do anything with us. We have to just surrender with folded hands. Tatya anukampam sushamikshamano bhunjana evatma kurtam vipakam. Namaste. Mukti. My dear Lord, whatever is happening in my life, it is just a kind of a token that you are giving as a punishment. I need something more. I deserve some more painful situations. But mercifully, you have just given some small token let me surrender to you, to your holy name, to your katha, to your service, to your devotees wholeheartedly, then the kingdom of Godhead becomes our rightful claim, inheritance, just like a son inherits the property of his father. So just like Prahlad Maharaj, in all circumstances he remembered the Lord, and Lord Narasimha appeared. So we have to follow in the footsteps of Shri Prahlad Maharaj and his representatives, Srila Prabhupada and his representatives also, those who are giving us proper services in Krishna Bhakti, and our life can be perfected. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. So we'll stop here. Granthara Shrimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki.